Also joining us now is Scott Marcus, who has not been here for a while. He's a filmmaker, a ghost hunter. We actually went all over the building, all of the Trip Tower, looking for ghosts. It was so much fun.
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago.
I know. We need to do it again. How long are you in town for?
Just another couple, maybe 2.5 weeks.
Okay. And you have a conference this weekend.
Yeah, the Chicago. It's the Dark Shores Paranormal. It's the Chicago Ghost Conference. We'll shorthand it. Coming up this coming weekend down on Archer Avenue.
Okay.
Stomping grounds of Resurrection Mary.
Ooh.
Chicago's most famous ghost story. And we're actually holding, this is so exciting, we're holding the event in the Willowbrook Ballroom, where people have reported to have had nights of dancing with this specter, not knowing that they were dancing with a ghost until the car ride home when she vanishes from the passenger seat.
Right. Are you guys all familiar in the studio? You guys were familiar with Resurrection Mary?
No.
Really?
I am not.
Nope.
No.
Not me.
It's the Willowbrook Ballroom.
Yes. Yeah. On Archer Avenue in Justice, Illinois. And it goes back to, I think, the 30s or so when people began to see this dance hall specter that is also hitchhiking alongside Archer Avenue. People have had all sorts of encounters with her. Actually, I talked about her on the show a couple of years ago, where people have also seen her just materialize in the road in front of them as they're traveling down Archer Avenue. They hit the brakes too late. They make contact. Sometimes she vanishes on impact. Other times people have the whole horrifying experience of really thinking that they hit someone.
Right.
As there's a crumpled body on the ground. Ooh. And in the most extreme case, she hasn't vanished until paramedics were on scene and went to take her pulse.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah.
So have paramedics seen her?
Yeah, and it's also right across the main gates to Resurrection Cemetery, or across the street from Chet's Melody Lounge. And it's not uncommon for somebody, late at night, that's the only place that's still open, to have a panicky motorist come running in. I just hit somebody. And the bartender's just like, well, check, you know.
Sure you did, pal. Have
a
drink.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. I want to know if any of our listeners have encountered Resurrection Mary on Archer Avenue.
Yeah. That'd be great.
312-981-7200. I've heard it's often drivers who are lost and kind of, disoriented.
Well, there's a lot of vanishing hitchhiker stories. There are a lot of just roadside hauntings. And part of that reason, why do people see ghosts very frequently while they're driving? And that is because we are kind of ready for anything when we're behind the wheel. If we're just hanging out at home or at the office, at normal places where we know where everything is, we're a little bit more comfortable and within ourselves. But when we're on the road, we're open.
Right, your attention is outside of yourself. Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun to get into the philosophy of all this, you know?
Yeah. Now, Ken, were you... Because I know Matt was wondering whether his place is haunted. And
I have my concerns or my quandaries if it is.
In what way does it manifest?
Every time I sacrifice an animal.
No, it's funny. Just footsteps in the hallway. We have creaky floorboards in our kind of entryway. And, middle of the night, just out of nowhere, the floorboards start creaking. It's kind of odd. And then we have weird, odd temperature changes in different areas of the house. And it could be the middle of the summertime and, like, all of a sudden it's freezing, or wintertime and it's freezing and hot. And it's kind of weird. Little areas. So.
Yeah, pockets of it.
Pockets of it, yes, thank you.
When you feel, especially cold spots, do you feel kind of a bit of a charge in the air too, or no?
A little bit, I guess. I've never really, maybe I'm not that attuned to it or didn't know what to look for, but it...
I experience that a lot biking, where you kind of have that, all of a sudden you go through this thermal climb, you suddenly go into this like fog patch, and you do kind of feel this weird...
It feels like you're riding through a vent.
It does,
the exhaust from someone's dryer. but you're in the middle of nowhere, right?
Except it's a cold vent.
Oh, it's cold? It's always cold?
Usually.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Well, that's good, because usually if people are talking about a hot spot, they're talking about kind of demonic activity. Whoa! So a cold spot is actually
cold
good
spot.
News in this
awesome!
Case.
Awesome!
We're good then.
It's just somebody
I feel so
dead.
Much better that I'm not surrounded by demonic energy.
See?
At least.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
We're not talking about here. We're talking about, out there.
Yeah.
Well, with a 6.5-year-old, I can guarantee you when I play her, she'll want to hear the show tonight, tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
She's not going to hear this part.
No.
Oh, no.
I'm already having issues with, like last night she was up. So middle of the night, 3 a.m, I'm walking her through every room in the house with the flashlight, showing her there are no ghosts. Everything's safe. Went under her bed.
Yeah.
So,
oh boy,
would not be a good conversation for her to hear.
I just picture the Hollywood version of it, where we then snap to her point of view as there's a hanging corpse right behind her.
Exactly.
Well, because children can, exactly. are more in tune, by the way. So you might
I
just
see
be
dead people.
Yes.
You might be dismissing her concerns. I'll look at Dad. Dad's like, Ken's like, no, I don't know. Myrna wants to join the conversation. Hi, Myrna. How are you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Very well. Hey. What do you want to share with us?
I was calling about the Resurrection Mary topic. I've never had an experience with her, but some years ago, took a tour with the late Richard Crowe, mm-hmm. and we were on the bus. We were getting ready to leave Resurrection Cemetery, and he's telling us a story about it. And he told us about the mausoleum having issues also. People were reporting lights going on and off during the night when no one should be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And getting ready to exit the cemetery, the mausoleum lights came on, and no one was supposed to be in there. And he just, I think he freaked out more than
me. That's awesome.
Yeah, he wasn't expecting it. He's like, oh, my God, it's the first it's happened to me while I'm here.
That's neat.
And we thought he was joking, but he was actually serious about it. And we're like, well, you know, now you're experiencing what we're experiencing all together. So we didn't see her, but we saw the mausoleum lights come on.
There you go. I mean, Richard was one of the first people to chronicle a lot of these, at the time, just folklore. He put it all in one place. He was a hell of a resource. And he himself, who has passed on, he is now buried at Resurrection Cemetery, since that story was so intimate to him.
Really?
Yeah, it's very neat. And actually, people have done some investigating to see if Richard wants to say hi. And I believe it was Ursula Bielski, the woman who's putting on the show. I don't know. I think it was her. If it wasn't, she displayed it. She got a really interesting phantom sound, phantom voice talking back to her on a recording. If I don't know if that's available online anywhere, but if you can make it down to the Ghost Conference, I'm sure.
Yeah. Myrna, do you ever have any other sort of encounters that seemed a little bit spooky other than the mausoleum at Resurrection Cemetery?
My house. My late mom was psychic, but she never admitted to it, and I picked it up from her. But since she passed away, I don't use the ability as much as she did. But when we bought the house that I'm now in, the former owner passed away in the bedroom upstairs, and he used to come and visit quite a bit. And he would he was a real nice guy though. He was an older gentleman. I didn't know what he looked like or anything. And one day I asked a neighbor, I described the gentleman to him. He goes, I thought you didn't meet him. He died before you bought the house. And I was like, who am I talking about? And he said, that was Mr. Adams, the previous owner. He's the one that died in the bedroom.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I love how casual Myrna is about it. She's like, oh, yeah. You know, my mom and I, you know, a psychic and the dead former owners hang out.
No. The funny thing, Patty, was I moved in before my parents did because I was going there to paint the basement and stuff. And every time I was here by myself, I could feel him behind me, but he was like a warm, like a fatherly type feeling.
That's good.
Like someone who was just protecting me, that's why. It was never an evil, cold spot or anything like that. It was always a warm feeling when he was here.
That's great.
So I think he was just coming back to check to see if we were taking care of his house.
Yeah, and in times of transition, there can be a lot more activity, whether it's, you know, like you guys were moving into a house. Even a place that has long been haunted, it can really calm down and be settled. But somebody new moves in, or renovations, painting a room, that can kind of make things a bit more active. But it's so great that he apparently liked the paint job you were doing. If he was still a warm presence.
Yeah, he did.
Well, make sure you visit Scott's website, which is whatsyourghoststory.com, which is a community for paranormal discussion.
Exactly. And we just posted today the video of our snooping around here at the tower a couple of years ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, Craig was on that. We were also with Mark Valley from Boston Legal and a bunch of other shows that you might recognize.
Cool. It was a very fun time. Just to be able to explore this incredible, iconic building was so fun.
Well, we might get some permission to do it again.
I'm okay with that.
All right.
Did you feel anything?
We had a little tiny bit of activity in the
editorial
boardroom.
We were in the editorial boardroom, you know?
Yeah, that was Colonel McCormick rolling over in his grave.
Yeah. It was way before they endorsed Johnson.
No, because they endorsed Obama twice. And we've always said that Colonel McCormick was rolling over in his grave because of that.
That was where we had the most activity. Myrna, have a wonderful evening, and we look forward to hearing from you again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And the conference this weekend is where?
It's down at the Willowbrook Ballroom. You can go to chicagohauntings.com to find out a bit more information. And by the way, if you want to have a great full weekend, we have the event. It's Friday and Saturday. And it's not Sunday, so we can still go to Highland Park and enjoy the Pumpkin Festival.
Highwood Pumpkin Fest. Go get haunted, and then come up to the Pumpkin Fest and carve some pumpkins.
Go west, yeah. Then go northwest.
Get the whole Chicagoland experience. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Is Resurrection Mary invited to the conference?
Always.
She's the type that she doesn't really make her plans known. She just kind of shows up. So.
Do you actually think she might?
Well, I'll tell you, one of my first ever paranormal experiences was at the Willowbrook Ballroom back in 1999. I was with some friends. We did this like really amateur, just for fun. We were 18-year-old kids doing this documentary on Chicago ghost stories. We go down to the Willowbrook Ballroom, and of course, we didn't call ahead. We weren't professionals yet. They were closed, so we couldn't go in. We couldn't interview people. The one thing we could do was just kind of walk around the property and look into these big plate glass windows that face Archer Avenue. And I walked up to it, and I cupped my hands over my eyes to look in through the glass, and I saw movement inside the room, and I absolutely froze. My blood turned cold. Then I realized that it's a dance hall. I was looking across the vast open room to floor-to-ceiling mirrors on the other side at my own reflection.
There you go. Now that's great.
That is the thing, yes.
And then, as I relax, I turned to my two friends that were right in front of me now to tell them how I literally just got frightened of my own reflection, and at that moment, two loud knocks on the window right next to my head.
Oh.
I jumped. If there was a ceiling over me, I would have hit my head on it because I jumped so high.
Oh, wow. Oh man.
So yeah, I mean, I can't say it was Mary, but something was there and said, "Yeah, I gotcha."
Yeah, I've spooked the bejesus out of myself with a mirror. Same thing. I was in an empty hotel with comedian Tim Harrison, and mm-hmm. There were stories of other comics like ending up in their car sleeping the rest of the night because they were woken up by a little girl who wanted to play.
Wow!
And like a comic would go downstairs and say, "Hey, this little girl's in my room. I don't know, who she's with." And they're like, "There aren't any kids staying in the hotel." More after this on 720 WGN 312-981-7200. Share your stories, and we have a text to read too when we come back. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining me from our VP debate discussion are Ken Jakubowski and Dave Lundy. We also have Matt Fetterman. We've been hanging out talking about the Highwood Pumpkin Fest, which starts officially on Thursday, but there's a prelude going on all week. So if you want to drive through and see what folks are up to, putting up the scaffolding, lining the streets with thousands upon thousands of pumpkins.
And carving has begun.
The carving has begun.
We need carving help.
And joining us as well is Scott Marcus, filmmaker and ghost hunter. You can go to his website, whatsyourghoststory.com. This Friday and Saturday, he'll be at the Ghost Conference at the Willowbrook Ballroom, right?
Yeah.
Up there on Archer Avenue. We have some texts. We have one texter who said they have seen two ghosts while driving. Embarrassing thing, and I don't think I've heard this, and I'm guessing you have. The embarrassing thing was that they were animals.
Oh, sure.
They said that they saw a Canadian goose walk in front of the car, or a Canada goose. Can they be Canadian goose?
I think it depends on their papers, but yeah.
Right, depends on walk in front of the car at an intersection and simply vanish.
Wow.
Saw a cow at night walk out of a pasture, slammed on the brakes, and was sure the oncoming car would hit it, but then the cow vanished into the car.
Wow. Like, in Lake McHenry County area, Cuba Road is a hugely haunted area, and people have seen entire herds of cattle.
Just disappear?
Yeah.
Appear and disappear.
Phantom cows. There's also an equestrian and rider.
Mm-hmm.
So, phantom animals do happen.
Well, you would imagine. I mean, if we leave.
I've never seen or heard about a goose, though. That's kind of cool. That's new.
Yes, Ken?
Well, I'm just, is there something unique to people who see?
Well, that's what this texter says as well. I sense ghosts often, and sometimes they get ideas across, but I tend to ignore it because I want to keep my sanity. Do you find that people also want to block it? And
absolutely. I mean, for a whole variety of reasons, like maybe they feel that there's some conflict with their, religious upbringing. But, I don't know. It's all to the individual, of course.
Right.
But I do feel that the majority of hauntings, maybe 60% or so, are parts of biology, parts of science that we just don't yet know what it is. So mm-hmm. therefore, it's paranormal.
Well, and I have a friend who's a physicist, and you would think that scientists don't believe in that kind of stuff. And one of the things that my son has posited is that the idea that energy cannot be created nor destroyed.
Sure.
And my friend who's a physicist said, well, that there's something to that. They have measured the weight of a body right before someone passes and after, and there is a measurable difference, and it's not accounted for.
21 grams, yeah.
Wait, so is that the thing? Is that 21 grams is what the weight of a soul is supposed to
apparently
possibly?
I mean, that's
look at you guys.
They're putting a movie by that name? Because that'd be a really good name for a movie.
21 grams?
21 grams.
That's exactly what it is, and that's the title, yeah.
Is there a movie called... I haven't...
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's on it. He's Hollywood-minded right there.
I thought that was what...
Second time tonight.
I thought that was what Trump was doing last week before the debate. Come on.
And maybe Tim Kaine tonight, too.
Was he sniffling, too?
Well, no, he didn't sniffle.
He was amped.
He was very amped. Either that or a long stay at Starbucks before tonight.
I know I had too much. You can tell I'm like tripping over. I was so excited about my joke, I tripped all over it. We also have another texter that asks if young kids see ghosts easier than adults.
100%, yes. They haven't been trained to think that that's ridiculous until the dad comes and says nothing like that is possible.
I just wanted to go back to sleep. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, no, there's nothing. If I had seen an entire football team of ghosts, I wouldn't have said a thing.
Yeah.
No ghosts.
Yeah, we'll figure it out in the morning. Yeah. But yeah, no, there's absolute truth to that. I mean, from, you know, before even having the ability to verbalize it, we see children kind of reacting or playing with phantom. Who knows what's there?
Right.
And so it might be interesting if you have the guts to try it. If you see your toddler or young one apparently playing with something that's not there, take a picture and see if something comes out on the photograph.
And I think the kids are more likely, and I only say this because I think I the out of body experience, the mostly like kids who are sick or feeling ill, they've said that they can hover above their body.
Mm-hmm.
And you've heard stories about that?
Absolutely. It's soul traveling is something that we all apparently are able to do. I've never done it, but
focus, Scott.
Yeah, I mean,
is that the same as astral projecting?
In a way, yes. It's in the same ballpark for sure. There's a great story comes out of Grays Lake, Illinois, where this woman would see this man kind of holding, bracing himself by the door frame and leaning into her bedroom and kind of looking around the room. And she had, this house was already known to be haunted. So as freaky as that is, it was kind of par for the course for the house. Until one day, more scary, she saw that same exact person in total physical form leaning into the front door of the house doing that. This guy was a former tenant who was in the middle of a lawsuit with the property owner. And so he himself was just probably going to sleep or in his dream state, so focused on this property, he was kind of soul traveling there. And, you know, probably he himself wasn't aware of it.
Now I'm freaked. I was doing good until that.
That one freaked you out.
Rejection.
Yeah. There's some good ones. I went down to Waverly. I've been to the sanatorium.
Oh, my gosh. Nice.
Have I told you I went down to Louisville?
No, we haven't talked about that
the
yet.
The death chute? Oh, it's wild.
I haven't even visited. So you've been to a place that I haven't.
Oh,
nice.
The thing was, we'll talk about when we come back, but my husband said, you know, even if there had been any ghosts, we would never have heard them over your talking. So we'll talk a little bit about that. 312-981-7200. I think we've got all our topics for the rest of the show. The VP debate,
nice.
VP debate, your ghost stories, the Highwood Pumpkin Festival. Give us a call about any of those things. Tell us what you're planning to do with your pumpkins this season. Do you paint them? Do you carve them? Do you have any ghost stories? And what did you think of the VP debate? I still have some texts about the debate, so we'll come back after the news and talk about that. And Esmeralda, I feel like I haven't said hello to you at all. And you and Craig, you guys are here, and I'm like, there's so much going on.
I'm listening to these spooky stories.
I know.
Because I'm apparently this is the spookiest floor, the seventh.
Yeah, the bathroom up there is supposed to be.
It's great.
And you're all by your lonesome right now.
Don't go to the bathroom.
I think the men's room is all right.